And the Environmental Protection Agency is in the contest game. They need a new app, and this idea is helping them to save some time and save some money. And while they're still getting very good ideas from the people who are participating, and you can learn how they're doing it from Malcolm Jackson, the assistant administrator at the Environmental Protection Agency, and the chief information officer there. Malcolm, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us what kind of an app you're looking for and what kind of people are responding so far, what kind of response you're getting.
Well, the short answer is we want to make information available to people in the public community in the way in which they would best need to actually want to use it. If you think about environmental information, we collect a lot of information. It's information about the air we breathe, the water we drink, and even the land in which we build our communities. So we're trying to make this as this information available so people can build applications that meet the needs of the communities.
What kind of response are you getting? Do you have a sense of the level of quality that you get back on these kinds of contests?
Well, good question. So let me answer the first question, starting off with what's our response. Our response has been great. We just came out on Thursday where Administrator Jackson announced our challenge, and what we found is we have our website that shows the that has the challenge on it. It's been our most viewed website on EPA.gov. Beyond our main site, EPA.gov, this site that articulates just what the challenge is all about has been hit by more people than we even imagined it would have been.
I continue to be surprised at the amount of talent and the amount of time that is out there waiting to be put to whatever task the person who has the time and talent's passionate about. I had this conversation with my wife over the weekend, sir, about a website that archives old baseball games. And she said, why would anybody spend all their time doing that research? And I said, because that's their thing. You have the same kind of people who developing these kinds of applications so that you can distribute this information is their thing. How do you go about connecting with them to let them know this contest exists that you can then leverage the passion and the ideas that they have to bring?
Well, first let me say one of my passions is around innovation and leveraging innovation as we look at information. How we're approaching this is I would love to say this is an idea that originated at EPA, but I want to give credit where credit is due. And in this particular case, HHS, Health and Human Services, had a challenge a year ago. And we're copying what they've done. They've had a very successful challenge where they made health data available. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to make environmental data available, provide a way for developers to mash together health data along with environmental data and seeing what kind of creativity could be generated in the open marketplace. So we've leveraged the learnings from their challenge, just incorporated it in our challenge. And so what we're doing is using marketing groups to go out to colleges and universities. We put it our challenge out on challenge.gov. We have websites within EPA.gov that articulates what the challenge is. And we're just spreading the word out there, making sure everyone is aware of what our challenge is, what the possibilities that are out there, and just giving people access to the data. If we feel we do that, we'll get some good outcomes from it.
What is the prize structure that you set up, and what's the total investment that you're making to get the result that you get?
Well, the prize structure is simple. The winners of this, we have two categories. We have a student category where we're looking at college students or high school students, and then we have the best overall category. And the winners of these will get to demo their applications to our administrator. So they'll get to sit in front of Lisa Jackson, who's the administrator for EPA, and demo just what their applications are, showing their creativity and just some of the findings that they've had in terms of use of the data. The judging. Let me take a moment just talk about the judging criteria so that people have a flavor for just what we're looking at. We have five criteria. One is around the use of the EPA data, just actually taking a look at it and understanding how they might use that data. The second one is around how the focus from an environmental perspective. Just taking a hard look at the administrator's seven priorities, and she has seven priorities that are on our website that people can take a look at. The third one is around usefulness, how useful this application might be in helping people to make informed decisions around the environment or human health. The fourth one is around innovativeness, just how innovative, how creative has this individual been in developing the application. And then the fifth and final one will be around usability, just how user-friendly is the application, is interactability in terms of its capabilities that it's delivering.
All right. If I'm going to borrow your idea and your structure at my agency to do what you're doing, what advice do you have for me as you implemented what you have learned?
Just give us a call. I'm a part of the CIO, Federal CIO Council, and I know most of the other CIOs. We are being very transparent with this. I will be announcing this at the next CIO Council meeting. We didn't do it at the last one because we wanted the administrator to be the one to go and announce this publicly. But in the coming days, weeks, months, we will be pushing as much communications out as possible. And anyone that's interested in knowing what we did and how we've learned from it, they can give us a call. This is no different than what I did when we were looking to do the work here. We worked very closely with HHS. Todd Parks has been a great partner here in helping us to put together and pull together our challenge. Also, Anish Chopra, who is the Chief Technology Officer. Between the two of them, they've given us and shared as much information with us as possible, and we're willing to do the same.
Thank you very much for being on to talk about it, and good luck to you. We'll look forward to seeing what kind of apps you get in this contest.
Well, thank you for having us, and we're looking forward to receiving those apps in. And I encourage anyone who's looking to participate in this to visit our website, www.epa.gov/apps-for-the-environment.
Excellent. Thanks for being on this afternoon, Mr. Jackson. Appreciate your time.
Okay, appreciate it.
Malcolm Jackson's the EPA's Assistant Administrator in the Office of Environmental Information and the CIO at the EPA. You can read more about the apps for the environment at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.